This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, somebody just... You just drove in, thank you. Perfect. Running over the little rubber hose we got out there in front. Appreciate it. Good to have you along. Coming on in to listen to Auto World. It's quite a pleasure, and I'm honored to have you here. Yeah, those are the good old days. I mean, that's where I started, was in a gas station, and you're in the office there, and we're in the repair shop, and ding, ding, you drove your car in to fill her up with that 18 cents a gallon or 25 cents a gallon, whatever it was back then. Will it ever go back? Not. That's why one of the biggest reasons maybe you are tuned in right here to Auto World every week. I'm honored to have you tune in. I hopefully will help you get better fuel economy. I want to make sure that you save money. This is almost like a financial automotive show. That's right. We're going to have a lot of fun, of course, with each other, all of us. But most of all, saving money. When your car's going to the right, folks, you're going to be eating up some tires on the right side of your car, on the front. Those tires aren't cheap. They're rubber. That means they're soft putty, and they wear out as your car is going to the right. You've always wondered, oh, Mark, it's just the crown in the road. The crown in the road is high in the center, Mark, so the weather will, you know, shed off the center and go into the gutter, and they want that like that, Mark. Yes, you are absolutely right. But I want you to take your car or truck. I don't want you to drive in, find a flat road outside of town somewhere and take it down the flat road and let off 30 miles an hour. Let off the steering wheel, that is. Let off the go pedal, too, by the way. Get up to about 30 and then just sit back and concentrate. Turn the radio down. Don't do it right now. Don't do it right. Do it after the third hour of Auto World. Do it when you have a break, of course, during the week. You know, yeah, step away from that desk. Get yourself out of the shop, whatever shop you're in, working on those big tractors and buses for the kids. Excuse me. Take it down the road and see if it's going right or left. And when's the last time when you see that ABS light on there, it's glowing amber, the orange color, it says ABS, anti-lock brake system. When is the last time any one of us, you, even sitting in the back row there, I'm talking to you about, when's the last time you actually did take it out on the flat road at 30, 35 miles an hour and put your foot in the brake pedal? Yeah, we always tend to put our foot into the go pedal and push her down, and we hear the piano playing. Ping, 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 ping. Really nice sounding piano. Why is it pinging? See, this is why you're tuning into Auto World. Are you burning ethanol? Uh-huh. Yeah, you're burning ethanol, right? When's the last time you had a tune-up? Those spark plugs, yeah. They say the spark plugs last 100,000 miles, but they really don't, folks. They really don't. They get worn out. The gap gets wider and wider and wider, causing ping when you accelerate it. And of course, you haven't put any fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank, so you got all that carbon buildup in there on top of those valves and the valve stems. Nothing's working correctly. You got a little bit of sewage inside those combustion chambers and those intake and exhaust valve ports. Okay, let's get back to the brake pedal. I want you to do that. I want you to, if your anti-lock brake light is on, okay, fine. We're gonna help you right now. I want all of you, even though if you don't have a light on, I want you to get out there on the flat line, find out if the car is, as you're coasting, going, drifting to the right or to the left, first off. Make sure you have the proper air in the tires. But the second thing, I want to make sure that you know don't you really want to know at 35 miles an hour how long it takes for your vehicle to stop? I hope you do, because you never know when a ball and a child runs out in front of you. School is now in session this next week. You must stop behind the school bus, yes. So if you're doing 35 miles an hour and you're just kind of thinking and wondering about the thing I mentioned to you last week and you're really not paying attention, well, go out there on the flat road, 35 miles an hour, and hit the brake pedal as hard as you can. I'm dead serious. Do it. See where that automobile that you own dives to the left or dives to the right. See if you really can control that automobile. See if the brake pedal, which it will, because you're driving a newer car, it'll pulsate. The brake pedal will go pump, 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 and you got pulsating brake pedal. That's what anti-lock brakes are supposed to do. So if you go out there and practice, you won't be scared when you have to use those, because most of us, as they state in the accident reports, is that a lot of people feel that somebody's pushing their foot back up on the brake pedal, so they let off the brake and they hit the car in front of them. No, it's supposed to be knocking like that and pulsating on your foot, so don't let off, please. Just some Auto World tips to keep you coming back to Auto World. I do not want you to meet somebody by accident. Do you know how many, little trivia here today on Auto World, how often is a car stolen in the United States? How often is a car stolen in the United States? How often is a car stolen in the United States? Is it every day? Every hour? Every minute, maybe? 855-660-4261. I almost forgot my number there. 855-660-4261. How often is a car stolen in the United States? Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Yes, today here on Auto World, we're not only going to have a lot of fun, but one thing that I know for a fact is that, well, another thing that's getting stolen is catalytic converters. If you go ahead, head on over to my Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address, my name. Auto World Radio is also our Facebook page. Head on over there and you'll see a pile of stolen converters, catalytic converters that's been taken off cars. What the thieves are talking about is that picture came from basically out of Houston, Texas, folks. And what they did was they uncovered over $1 million worth of stolen catalytic converters piled up in a pile in a storage container. And basically they raided, found out who was doing it, and a whole bit. They caught him. Let's give him a hand. Yes, they caught him. They're buying these cordless reciprocal saws. They're going into your car. They're stealing them, and they're worth lots and lots of money because of the three metals that are in them. And those three metals are very, well, they're priceless. They're priceless. And they're getting some of these converters now today they're fetching up to $1,800 for them. Yeah. So you didn't know you had a piece of jewelry underneath your car that's worth that much money, but they are. And yeah, what's really unique about this, is that it doesn't cost you, well, sometimes some of these cars it does cost $1,500 to $1,800, but very, very, very few. Very few. In fact, the little recall we're going to share with you coming up on the next segment, that car does have a $2,400 catalytic converter on it, times two. So what's that? That's a $4,800 worth of catalytic converter. So yeah, keep, as I was stating in the first hour of Auto World, your Hyundai, your Kia, and also your Ford F-150s are getting stolen. Please just keep, and your catalytic converters are worth something today, so Just make sure that your horn works and your security system works. That's another thing here in Auto World. Tip-wise, have you ever tried to purposely set your alarm off on your car or your truck? No. Most of us don't, because do we know how to turn it off? So you get familiarized with your car and or your truck, because you need to set the alarm off, make sure the horn's going to wake you up in the middle of the night when they're trying to cut your catalytic converter off. And by the way, you can get a metal scroll tool and scroll your name. Name right in there, your address on your catalytic converter, or just drive it into a quick lube and let those folks do it. They get it up on the left. The guy standing underneath there can just, oh, what's your name again? They'll just scribe it right in there for you. That way they see that. The thief sees it and they don't want to steal it. Car brands, brand name game, coming back. We have some answers on that, and that helps you get familiarized with your car by looking around for how many times you see your brand on your car. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you won't screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down.
Yeah, you gotta watch those cigars dropping down. Good to have you back. Welcome back in. You know, one thing that I do know I put in the little gift baskets for all of you is the Meguiar's Odor Eliminator for you folks that are smoking cigars or cigarettes or vaping in your car. So look out for that. And your little gift basket, of course. I've got a little Echo Alex there on the axle rod. Alex, he's making sure. Thank you. You got the grease on the axle here. Now, Alex is the axle rod. Alex is he's behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh.
To take your call. I look forward to your calls every week. 855-660-4261. Don't forget, the brand name game is out there. Count up how many times you see, just walk around, get in your car, get familiar with your car. That's why we're doing this. Kind of understand where that spare tire is. Maybe look to see how you can change a spare tire when you've never done that before. Maybe does your, yeah, believe it or not, does your steering wheel have an electric tilt? You didn't ever notice that little bitty lever over there behind the blinker lever that's hidden because the blinker lever's in the way? Take a look around, look at the brands, the brand names, the logos, count them up. Whoever has the highest number wins the big gift packet right here from Auto World. Everyone does win a little gift packet, but the winner is going to get a big gift packet. Sponsors are still putting stuff in that bag, so that's what it's all about. It's giving you some great gifts, so take a look around. We've had one gentleman here on the first hour. Answer it, and I do have some that Eddie the emailer here, he's Eddie the engine emailer, he has set aside for me to read today, so I will share those with you too. But right now, the trivia question too, by the way, I've got that out there for you. How often is a car stolen in the United States? How often is a car stolen in the United States? I'm talking time. How many days, you know, hours, weeks, months, what do you think? Mary gets us here on email. Mary, thank you. Appreciate the compliment. She says she likes the show. I appreciate you being part of the show. She's listening to us here on KEYS AM 1440 down in Corpus Christi, Texas. Mary, thank you. Let's do a shout out. All 3 hours of Auto World, Corpus Christi, Portland, Mathis, Alice, down on KEYS AM 1440 and 98.7 FM. Mary, thank you. Again, appreciate it. She says every minute. Mary, so close. You're really close. But no, I still have a gift packet for you, Mary. Thank you. Appreciate it. Not a minute. And in fact, I'll throw this tip out. It's a little bit less than a minute. Thank you, Mary. Send me an email address back so I can send you some good little gift packet down to Corpus Christi, Texas to you. I appreciate the email, as always. Do appreciate it. Really do. Again, how often is a car stolen in the United States? Mary says a minute, and it's less than that, folks, believe it or not. Wow. Like I said, keep your ears on your horn. If it's honking, it must be driving away. Go get it. Okay, it's been confirmed by Dodge that the Chargers and the Challengers that you see going around, you see quite a few of them. I know you do. You might even own one. Do you like it? You know, Dodge, Challenger, you know, the Charger, the Scat Pack. Oh, yeah, the wide body. Got the Hemi in it. Oh, yeah. Got stripes on it. They go fast. They go real fast. They like spinning the back tires. They like to give you the smell of rubber. Well, Dodge confirmed it. And, you know, the Charger and the Challengers are known for putting big, you know, the big engines, the big gas-powered ICE engines in there, internal combustion engines. Of course, the mighty V8s in both of those models, but they confirmed it. They're going to be exchanging those ICE engines for the BEV side, for the next-gen platform. The BEV. Yeah, BEV. That's a battery, electric vehicle. BEV. BEV. Maybe they might name one of their cars Bev. How you doing, Bev? Oh, she honked her horn at me. Battery electric vehicles. That's right. The next-gen platform will be all electric. 2023 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye. It'll have enough horsepower, folks, under the hood to push past 900 horsepower as they have on the current platform right now. So they're after more oomph, if you know what I mean, and they're going to use electric to do it. Over 900 horsepower in all electric. That's that four-door, you know, the four-door Challenger? Uh-huh. Then you get the Dodge Charger also. What's your opinion on that? Do you want that vehicle, one of those vehicles, or both vehicles, when you purchase them, to make noise? Because they do make noise. If it has an ICE engine, internal combustion engine in it. Yeah, you want noise? Well, you're going to have to probably more than likely buy the app. Subscribe to the app, because they're going to be selling the apps to you, so you can get the noise. Yeah. We talked about that about a couple weeks ago, too. Rob gets me on Facebook. He says, hopefully they will be able to find a way to get rid of the high levels of EMFs that have plagued EVs since the beginning. Rob, thank you for that. It means a lot. Because you're right. EMFs. What are they? Have a lot of us thought about that? Is it true to fact? EMFs. The concern has been raised about the possible health effects, of course, of electromagnetic field radiation. Known as EMFs. For people who drive hybrid cars, while all electric devices from table lamps to copy machines admit EMF radiation, folks. The fears that hybrid cars with their big batteries and powerful electric motors can subject you to unhealthy doses. The problem is that there is no established threshold standard that says that what an unhealthy dose might be to you or me. And no concrete scientific proof that the sort of EMF produced by electric motors harms people in the first place. This information is coming to you from Consumer Reports. Taken together, the many studies of the EMF radiation in human health have been inclusive. A major analysis of study results published by the National Institute of Health in 2002 said that the overall scientific evidence for human health risk from EMF exposure is weak. Of course, it hasn't stopped the debate, has it? No. I guess the whole question is about human health risk, but to measure EMF levels in the hybrid cars in our test fleet, they did, Consumer Reports did. When we come back from a short break, I'm going to reveal the test findings that they found in hybrids. EMFs. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Representative Adam Schiff says he's concerned about the lack of security these documents had.
If the Trump people represented that they provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, That's a serious problem.
It's pretty ugly in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday. The U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pleasure to be back with you. Got the electronics on, got the old the head bucket on, better known as a helmet. I've got my driving gloves on. Hope you do too. Appreciate you pulling up a seat and taking a listen to Auto World every week. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Thanks for joining me. Back in 1995, Siemens Corporation develops the SideMinder. It is an inexpensive infrared transmitter detector and microprocessor that monitors a car's blind spot. That was back in 1995. Not too far. No, that was not. That's really not that far long ago, was it? No. And now we've got the beeping going on. Now we've got the vibration going on in the cars to let us know that somebody's in our blind spot. Why not? Keeps you from meeting somebody by accident. And keeps your insurance rates down, doesn't it? Absolutely. Talking about EMFs, folks, electric cars, you're sitting on top of a skateboard platform with a battery. Rob gets us here on Facebook, of course, and wanting to know if they've controlled it yet or not, all that. Well, Consumer Reports, they conducted, here's some measurements that they did on some automobiles, and these are hybrids. And I'm going to go down the list. Here's how they conducted the measurements by using a three-axis ELF magnetic field meter. It gave them readings in milligauss units, MG, let's just call them MGs, because that's what they're calling them, the commonly accepted measure for magnetic fields. They measured EMF levels on all 13 vehicles that I'm going to be reading to you here under the same conditions. They took measurements at the driver's right foot, knee, waist, and head when idling and driving around stop-and-go city driving course and while accelerating from 0 to 60. I'm going to go on the bottom. And then we're going to go up the list. 2008 Toyota Highlander, 0.5 mg. So it's hardly any. 07 Chevrolet Suburban, 0.8 mg's. 2008 Toyota Sequoia, 1 mg. Going up the list, 2008 Nissan Murano, 1.3 mg. Toyota, these are hybrids. 2008 Toyota Highlander, 2 mg's. Nissan, 2008 Nissan Altima Hybrid, 3 mg's. It was a tie with the 2008 Mini Cooper Clubman Hybrid, 3 mg's. Toyota Prius, 2008 Toyota Prius, 4 mg's. 2008 Subaru Legacy, 4 mg's, tied there. And, of course, another tie with the 2006 Toyota Prius, 4 mg. And 2008 Subaru Impreza, 6 mg. Going up the list, we've only got two left. And who's going to actually have more EMFs than anything else on our planet here? The number two slot goes to the 2008 Chevrolet Tahoe Hybrid, 14 mg. And the number one slot for the admitting this EMF is the 2008 Chevrolet Cobalt, 30 mg. You know, the readings were the highest at the driver's foot, while second highest was at the waist and then the head, according to Consumer Reports. That's hybrids. Now, coming up on Auto World, I'm going to be digging deep, and I'm going to find out, in fact, how many MGs there are on electric cars, escape platform, what is there. What's the number? We'll have that coming into you live from Auto World. And finding out if it's a concern. Do you feel it's a concern? Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, if you have the information concerning this, and or if you even work around this and build these parts and pieces for hybrids, and you know a lot more than, of course, I do, please do share. Please do share so I can share with everyone else. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I do definitely look forward to it. Absolutely. Now let's get to I have the 12 best hybrids for you. First hour I read off, going to the bottom. I have 12, a dozen total, 12. Number 8 is the Hyundai Santa Fe. Annual fuel cost about $1,300. Fuel savings over 5 years is $5,250. And electric range on this is about 30 miles. And then starting price about $40,000. Number 7 is the Kia Sorento. Annual fuel costs on this hybrid is about $1,250. Fuel savings over 5 years is $5,500. And the price range on this is $45,190. Electric range is 32. Let's go to number 6, Hyundai Tucson. Its annual fuel cost is about $1,200. Annual savings for 5 years is $5,750. And the starting price on that car is $35,400. These are all 2022s, by the way. And the electric range on that is 33 miles. Third hour, we're going to go ahead and go 5 all the way up to number 1 slot for 12 being the best hybrids out there to purchase. And again, are you concerned about the EMF that they might give you on your driver's foot? I never would have thought it would be the driver's foot, let alone the waist. But it is, according to, of course, Consumer Reports. Right now in Auto World, folks, we're talking about hydrogen. We're talking about, of course, electric and gas, all that. But right now, I want to give you a little bit of news. The first hydrogen plant is coming your way. That new bill that the president just passed here this last week, called the Inflation Reduction Act, Wes Edens, he is the founder and CEO of New Fortress Energy. They're building a brand new hydrogen plant, and it's a big boy one. According to Wes, he told me that he's going to get a $3 kilogram reduction credit, which makes it, he said, all worthwhile on building a hydrogen plant. And at that point, that plant's going to be building hydrogen and putting it in, you know, where is going to be putting in bottles like propane and shipping it out to all the states so you and I can put it in our hydrogen cars that might be coming our way? I don't know. We'll find out. Get right back to you on that, of course. Absolutely. Got a trivia question out there this hour. How often is a car stolen in the United States? Mary answered 1 minute, and I did a little tip, and I said, no, it's a little less than a minute. Look forward to your answer on that. How to do that is call us right here on Auto World at 855-660-4261 and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me. Absolutely, and that address is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over, take a look at the photos we have up there. We're going to be talking about the no 10 and 2 needed on the third hour. And we're also going to bring up that $6.7 million parking ticket. What's that all about? Also, General Motors is going to be they're going to void your warranty. So stay tuned, that's coming up on the third hour. Coming back from our short break here, we're going to be giving you, I've got this recall that we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, bring that up to you. So stay tuned for the recall that you might own one of these makes and models. And if you don't, no problemo, because this same type of part that we're going to be talking about could cause you to, get in a accident. And every one of you that are listening, you do have this part on your car. I'm not saying your brand and your car and your model is going to be recalling this part, but you'll find out here in just a few seconds. We're going to take a little short break. And we're also going to dive into the email bag. Got a lot of emails to get to. Love being here. Love having you. Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Some shocks on this bad boy. Woo. She's shaking. Monroe, Gabriel, Bilstein, KYB. Doesn't matter the brand. Just get some shocks on that shaking thing. Keeps the tires from wearing out. Welcome back to Auto World. Okay, so this recall right here on Auto World means a lot to all of you. Here it is. And it doesn't... Now again, you might not own this automobile, but we're going to talk about the part. Every Ferrari sold since 2005 is being recalled, folks. And why? A faulty brake fluid reservoir cap that might not vent properly, causing brake fluid failure. You don't have any brakes. Now, 2005, all the way back to 2005, every one of them is going to be recalled. Over a brake fluid reservoir cap. Okay, let me slow this up and call it a brake master cylinder cap. That's where your brake fluid goes in, that little plastic clear reservoir that's up there on the driver's firewall side. Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Ferraris go fast, real fast. I've been in them, I've drove them. Hang on, Sloopy. I think that was a Rick Derringer song, wasn't it? Yeah, and I got that on vinyl. I guess I'm showing my age up now. Yeah. Well, Ferraris go fast. They corner fast. They also, well, they stop fast as long as you've got the new brake fluid reservoir cap on it. So if you've got a Ferrari, you need to get her into the dealer, call the Ferrari dealer, and get a new, you know, brake fluid reservoir cap. Please do. And then the rest of us that don't have a Ferrari, that are wishing we did have a Ferrari. Okay, you still have a Ferrari called a brake fluid, brake master cylinder cap. One thing, a little Auto World tip right here now, is that when you open your hood and you're checking your fluids and you see a plastic reservoir, it's clear, you know, white plastic that's kind of see-through because it is. And you can see a different, you can see the fluid in there because it's dark and it shows how full it is. Because on the side of the reservoir, it says minimum, M-I-N, MAX for Max. It's got the lines there. Don't take the cap off to look up down in there like we used to in the olden days. Do not take the cap off. Make sure the cap is tight. See, that's what they're talking about right here and now. Is it that if this cap does not vent properly, it could cause brake failure. What happens is it push when you undo the brake master cylinder cap on your own car. This is one that your car that has the clear white type plastic brake master cylinder, which about 99% of you have them right now. The old cars were cast iron, and you had to take the cap off to see inside to see if you needed brake fluid. But if you have a white plastic reservoir, that means you don't have to take the cap off, and please do not. Just make sure the liquid fluid is there on the line where it's supposed to be. And if it's not, just drive to a repair shop. We have a pressurized machine that we can take the cap off, put enough fluid in there correctly, and get the system, you know, working correctly again for you. I don't think you have that machine. Well, I don't know why you would, but so Ferrari has woke all of us up to the fact that, you're telling me now that your brake master cylinder is a little bit wet and a little bit damp. Oh, you've got a bad cap. See, as soon as you push on the brake pedal, folks, you're pressurizing that it's got two pistons in there on a solid shaft. And when you're pushing on the brake fluid, on the brake pedal, you're pushing that fluid down the lines and pushing it to your brake calipers, disc brake calipers, and or your wheel cylinders if it's an older car. It's pressure. A lot of pressure as you're pushing. So if it's escaping like the Ferrari has, it's escaping the pressure outside of the venting of the cap, and it's wet like yours might be, then you got a bad cap. Please get it replaced. Please. So you never would have thunked in the right mind that one simple little, you know, part like that would slow up a Ferrari, huh? Yeah. Even the expensive brands can't be perfect. Okay, we got time before the garage goes down. Let's get to the email bag. Eddie, hand me the email bag. Thank you. Oh, I just took right off the top. I didn't have to dig too far. Because we're running out of time. Okay, email bag. Got a great email here. And it says, great to be with you every week, Mark. Longtime listener, first time emailer. Driving a 2007 GMC Envoy, and my driver's side headlight low beam finally went out after 210,000 miles. Who would have thunked? Yeah, exactly. I got down in there to replace the bulb and disconnected the burnt, melted connector. Hard to get the connector end off of the bulb since it was melted on. I did get it off and the headlight bulb out finally. Now what to do? I do with the metal connector that is all melted. I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work. Thanks for all your help. Ron, listening in Pasco, Washington. He says, on Sunday mornings for 2 hours on 98.7 FM. Ron, thank you. I appreciate that. Awesome. Let's do a shout-out. Absolutely. There's our shout-out horn. I love it when we don't have corroded battery terminals. When we got that shout-out horn working. Let's do a shout-out to KFLD AM 870 and also 98.7 FM up in Kennewick, West Richland, Walla Walla, Pasco, Washington. Thanks, Ron. Good to, and all of you around those towns and listening. Thank you. Appreciate it. I really do. Really do. Means a lot to us here. And the more the merrier. Ron, you're absolutely right. Not only a GMC Envoy melts the connector, but I know Trailblazers do that. I know a lot of General Motors products, and also some Fords do that, too. Nothing that be to be concerned about. Ron, they do sell a connector that you can buy at the parts stores. You got AutoZone's up there, and you got O'Reilly's up there in that area. And you folks back east, you got Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts, etc. You can actually go in and run and buy a, just tell them what you got, a 2007 GMC Envoy, tell them what you have, and you need a pigtail and or a headlight connector. Pigtail is the old words, you know, and they might still have an old boy there, older gentleman or older gal there. I know what a pigtail is. It's just the end connector. You just cut yours off, Ron, throw the melted one away, but you're going to have some butt connectors, we call them, solderless butt connectors. You can use those and crimp them on there, or if a solder gun, you solder them correctly. You know, heat shrink it. and just put a new connector on there and put a new bulb in, and you're done. And remember, too, Ron, do not touch the glass on the bulb there with your oil on your finger. So don't try to touch the connector and or even the tip of that. That's why that black frosting is on the light in the end of the light bulb. So you can touch that. Don't touch the glass, though, because that will make the light bulb burn out. It won't last that 210,000 miles like your original ones did. Okay, Ron. And, Ron, thank you. Appreciate it. Listening to us up there in Pasco, Washington. And do send me an email address back, an address I can send you a little gift packet out, Ron. And, of course, my email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Well, that's how you do it, folks, right there. And I've got some great, in fact, I'm going to throw a can of dielectric grease in there. It's a spray, aerosol. What that is something that we should all put on our cars, our connectors, when we're disconnecting them and connecting them back up. It keeps them clean, keeps electrical connection, keeps the connection actually good, too. It keeps it from corroding and not burning up again. In fact, all of us might want to go out and to get a can of dielectric grease and get in there and undo our headlight bulbs so they don't melt down like Ron's here. With all that resistance and voltage going through there, they get warm. And with this grease on there, they will not get warm and fry and burn up. So the last thing you need, huh, Ron, is a ticket. If you haven't already got a ticket for having a headlight out, that's not a good day in paradise right there. Oh, no. Not at all. Coming up on the third hour, folks, Jeep reinvents. Third hour coming up your way right away. Jeep reinvents the windshield wiper, so stay tuned for that. GCNLive.com is how you get there if your radio station does not take our third hour. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and merry. Oh, yeah. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. I'll come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.